prune trees now before winter snows fly to protect your home from damage. We're getting out the loppers next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Protect your home from damage by pruning trees now before icy conditions return. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening explains.
Once they get frozen up and snow and ice on them, it gets a lot harder to get the work done. Optimal is if you can get them after the leaves have fallen. And this is particularly in those areas, power-lined houses, hazard areas. And then you can go ahead and remove the limbs then. Just use good pruning practices. We've talked about it before. If you're going to take out a branch, don't leave a stub. Also, don't do a flush cut. If your cut's even with the trunk, you probably did it wrong. Look to the signs that show where that branch is really ending and where the trunk is really beginning. And that actually crosses over onto an area that we look at as being the branch. If you pay attention, you'll see some bulging in that area. Cut outside the bulge. You know, it's not going to be a foot outside. It's going to be typically most branches an inch, maybe 2 inches at most, usually on an angle. Not always, but look for the branch to tell you where to cut. And once you get used to that, it becomes almost natural that you know where the tree is telling you it's safe for it. If you cut too far down, you're going to compromise the immune system on the tree. And nobody wants a sick tree. So let's help them be strong and healthy and respect the immune system so it can do its job. If you have questions, you know, I've got some really good fruit tree pruning blogs on my website.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.